Episode 66. Welcome to the Take Up Code podcast, where you can learn valuable insights and skills in programming. I'm Wahid Tanner and will be your host today. The composite structural pattern allows you to build elaborate objects from smaller objects and not worry about how big they get. You can treat your composite objects as if they're all the same. The best way to become a professional programmer is to start writing code. If you're not actually typing code, building it, and running it, then you're missing more than half of what you need to be doing. Have you considered attending a Take Up Code live class? Text PROGRAM to the short number 44222 and you'll be on your way. The basic description says that this pattern lets you compose hierarchical tree structures and then treat the individual objects and the compositions of those objects the same. You should consider this pattern anytime you have objects that can contain other objects, which can then contain other objects, etc. Think of your computer's file system where you have folders that can contain files as well as other folders. Any folder, no matter how deep it is, follows these same rules and can keep containing more files and folders. Sometimes there might be a limit imposed on this, like how Windows machines have a maximum file path length, but that doesn't mean that you have to add limits to your design. Sometimes files can behave like folders, like when you navigate into a compressed file. This pattern doesn't say that you can't tell objects apart, just that you can treat them the same. Just because the code can treat files and folders the same doesn't mean that the application needs to let the user do the same thing. Maybe you want to add a feature to your application that lets users compose notes by typing some text. You want the user to be able to add as many notes as desired. And you also want to let the user refine the notes by adding more details. Each detail will be another note. Well, once a note can contain another note, it's just a small extra step to let a note contain many other notes. This is the basis for the composite pattern. All the notes are the same, even if some of them could be rather large. I'll explain how to do this in code right after this message from our sponsor. The one thing that all professional programmers share is that we take action. Go ahead, text PROGRAM to the number 44222 now. It's hard, I know, to get started, and if you need some help, then all you need to do is register for one of the Take Up Code free or paid live classes. You can attend with just your computer and an internet connection from anywhere in the world. These are live workshops instead of just lectures. You get enough lecturing already. These are fun workshops. You have enough boring tasks already. And these are focused on results. Text the word PROGRAM to the number 44222 and you'll be on your way. You can also visit takeupcode.com to begin. The first step to implement this pattern is to define an abstract class with methods common to everything you're going to want to do with the items in the tree. Let me first say that I'm using the word tree here as a general description of the hierarchy. I don't mean to imply this is a binary tree. Episode number 41 describes binary trees. You'll probably have two types of methods in your abstract class. Let's call the abstract class the component class. If your tree will have items in it that cannot contain further items, then these are the leaves, and you can name these classes whatever you want. For the file system example, this would be the file class. The first type of methods in the component class will be the methods that apply to the leaves, such as the file class. The file class inherits from the component class and can override these methods. You might have methods to get and set a file's name, for example. The other type of methods in the component class will be the methods designed to work with child items. In addition to the file class, you'll need a folder class, which will also inherit from the abstract component class. The folder class will need methods to add, remove, and get children. It's important to note that these child manipulation methods all work with components. This is because when you add a child, that child item could be a file or another folder. Since both file and folder inherit from component, then the component class is common. This is the most important aspect of this pattern. You can treat any item in the tree as a component. Now, what do you do when an item is added? Well, that's up to you, really. The pattern just says that some of the classes which inherit from the component class act as composites and can contain other components. Our folder class is playing the role of a composite. This collection could be an array, a list, a dictionary, etc. Make sure to check out episodes 39 through 46 for a review of various collection types. You don't really have to use a collection type, though. This is common because you normally want to allow as many children as the user adds. But maybe you have a unique requirement where each composite should only have up to 3 components. You may not need a general-purpose collection, and maybe you want to number your children and call them Child 1, Child 2, and Child 3. If you have this requirement, then it's probably because each of the children have a special meaning, and if so, then I encourage you not to name them with numbers, but name them with a more descriptive name. You might find that some methods apply to both leaves and composites. Methods to get and set a file name apply equally to folders. You can provide a default implementation of the methods in the component class and let the file and folder class each override the methods that make sense for them. And if you do need to be able to tell the difference between files and folders when all you have to work with are instances of the base component class, then consider adding a method to the component class called isFolder or something like that. The default implementation can return false. And the real folder class can then overwrite this method to return true. This will allow you to still treat everything as if it was just a component, but still be able to tell the difference when you need to. Thank you for listening. Make sure to check out the other episodes, and if you get value, please give the Take Up Code podcast a rating, hopefully 5 stars, and a review. I'll select several people who take the time to provide thoughtful reviews, good or bad, and give you a shout-out and a big thank you during our Q&A Fridays. Your support goes a long way to helping this podcast thrive and help others learn how to program. If you have any questions about this episode or even other programming questions, please ask. Just go to takeupcode.com/contact and submit your question. The Q&A Friday episodes are where I'll answer one or more submitted questions. Until next time, keep learning. But even better, keep doing. If you want to learn how to program, then start programming. And you'll learn and get better, and your mind will expand in ways you never thought possible.